Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It is not 2 p.m. on a Friday, but it is noontime, Wednesday, June 3rd, 2013. And my name is Faye Delica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. I'm excited as this is a special episode in the middle of the week, as we'll be talking today to Mr. J. Stephen Fancher, the president and CEO of Florida Export Finance Corporation. How are you doing, Mr. Fancher?
I am doing just fine. I'm eager to talk about the company.
Well, I'm so delighted to have you on the show. I'm excited as well, as I had my birthday on Monday, June 1st. I am the big 3-3, and it is just an exciting, exciting experience. So I'm glad to start the middle of my week with Mr. Fancher on the show so we can talk about how export can be a part of your business and how you can be a part of the business of export. Mr. Fancher is the president and CEO of Florida Export Finance Corporation, which is a not-for-profit corporation formed, funded, and sponsored by the state of Florida. He has 40 years of diverse experience in export trade finance, starting with 15 years at Caterpillar Tractor Company, where he was the resident expert on government export assistance programs. He joined the Foreign Credit Insurance Association, FCIA, now part of the Export-Import Bank of the United States, and later formed a private company instrumental in developing the U.S. capital markets as a funding source for foreign receivables. Fancher has acted as pro bono consultant to both the U.S. and Florida governments. His export trade experience with both large and small companies and in both the public and private sectors has given him a valuable background for running the SEFC, with its primary purpose of financial support for Florida's small and medium-sized exporters. Wow, you are definitely the export expert, aren't you, Mr. Fancher?
Well, I thank you for that. I don't want to call it expert. I want to say a specialist that particular area in trade finance. And you have done a good job of describing the company, but if you would permit me to go a little bit further into detail about the company.
Yes, but before we do, give us a little bit about yourself. How did you get involved in the export business? What was your first connection with that?
Well, while I was going to college many, many years ago, I worked in a program at Caterpillar, to where they took college students and they put them in various different areas of the company to earn a little bit money while they were making their way through college. Caterpillar chose to put me into the export finance area, which I was there for 15 years, and slowly but surely progressed to where eventually Caterpillar sent me to Washington, D.C. to be their finance rep in Washington, D.C., to where I was the interface with the Export-Import Bank, the Agency for International Development, AID, as they called it, the World Bank, the Inter-American Development Bank, so forth and so forth, the Washington, D.C. finance community.
Mm-hmm.
That is why, having gone to school to be a physicist, I never earned a single penny in that field. Mm-hmm. It's always been in the finance field that I have operated, with the exception of a few years in which I ran a medical malpractice insurance company.
Wow, that is definitely interesting. And what I believe are three areas of everyone's life that we have to be very informed on: education, health, and finance. And so definitely finance, as you said, is your niche. And it's so interesting that with what you're doing, that you've just come across as really knowing the business, the inside and out, from different respects. So can you please talk about what is the export industry and what does it entail? Because I think there's a lot of misnomers and myths about what export is and how people can be involved in that industry.
Okay. The export market is huge. If you think in terms of the rest of the world, that is your marketplace, the entire
mm-hmm.
world. There are about 65,000 companies in the state of Florida who are engaged in exports as we speak right now. About 70% of those are small businesses. I didn't say small and medium. I said mm-hmm. small businesses. If you look at the amount of dollars that flow in and out of this state on the international trade, that's both exports and imports, you are looking at the largest sector of the economy of the entire state of Florida, which exceeds citrus, tourism, any other sector of the economy you wish to look at. Now, we deal with newbies, people that are just getting into the export field.
Mm-hmm.
We consult with them. We train them. We give them advice. And in the long run, we give them money. Oops, let's get rid of the word give. We make certain that they get the money they need, but it is a loan, and it does have to be paid back.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we work so closely with all of these thousands of companies that are in the export field, that are small businesses and need financing. The problem with exports is that people seem to be afraid of it. People think in terms of it's cross-border, country with maybe a different language. It's going to into a country to where, geez, how, what do I do? Where do I find the customers? We have in this state an incredible system of helping small business exporters or people that want to be exporters
mm-hmm.
to find customers, to get orders from those customers, to ship the product to those customers, to have the financing necessary in order to do this business. It's a huge sector of our economy, and the state pays a lot of attention to it. That's
mm-hmm.
why they created us 22 years ago. They created us under the Florida statutes. We have to follow those statutes,
mm-hmm.
and it's very explicit in what we must do. But it is very liberal in exactly the manipulating and maneuvering that we can do to get this done. It's for Florida companies only. It's for Florida companies that export only. It's for Florida small companies only. And we have to safeguard the money as best we can. And we've developed a lot of ways to do that. But it's a very lucrative market once you get into it.
Mm-hmm.
The profit margins in exports are generally higher than what they are in a domestic sale, regardless of what your product or service is that you are exporting. You normally could get a higher markup on it than you can if you're selling domestically. And that's for a couple of different reasons. To start with, you have a lot more competition within the United States of America selling to U.S. buyers.
Mm-hmm.
There are many, many companies that are doing the same thing you're doing within the United States. But there's only something like less than 10% of the field. So you have far fewer competitors in the export field for American-made products. And believe you me, you can go all over this world and you will find people that want to buy American-made products, products coming from the United States. We still have the best products available in most areas of industry, of services. We are number one when it comes to the desire of a foreign buyer to buy a product from overseas. It's lucrative. Let's just imagine for a few seconds that you have a profit margin selling domestically of 10%. You can triple that profit margin in the export field if you do it right, if you get the customers, if you use the services that are available to you that are provided by various entities within the state of Florida, most of them created by the state of Florida, most funded by the state of Florida, meaning it's your taxpayer dollars that cause us at Florida Export Finance Corporation to be able to do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So while it may appear that our single owner is the state of Florida, you think of it as 19 million people that live in the state of Florida as being our shareholders. Does that partly answer your question?
Yes, that was very insightful. And I think what it really helps open up the minds of people when it comes to the exporting, because I think it's definitely to our advantage nowadays. We're actually all global markets, whether we sell to the global market or not, because when you think about technology and social media, it has really opened the door of opportunity for globalization to be in your face and in your front door as opposed to going out and speaking. And as you talk about Florida, I mean, we are known for tourism. We have the, very busy ports around Florida. And so I think it's just a great opportunity. Now, for the SESC features, your loan guarantee for lesser of 90% of the loan or $500,000 and up to 100% of the cost of goods sold. There's no minimum size, may be used to support loans or standby letters of credit, available for pre-export working capital and or port export receivable financing. Maximum term for pre or post-export is 180 days, combination is 360 days. Reduced turnaround time for approval, flexible collateral requirements, startups are acceptable. And, of course, I like the last one, startups are acceptable, because as I deal with a lot of people who are in the startup phase, it's challenging sometimes for them to get started because of the working capital. So can you talk about the process if a startup business were to come up to you and inquire about your services? Can you give the step-by-step of how that process takes place?
Certainly. It's actually pretty easy. We have a website, and that website is fefc.biz. That actually jumps to the host of our website, which is the Secretary of State of the state of Florida. We are state, and the Secretary of State is on our board of directors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in that website, you will find all about us, and there is an application that you go through and that you can fill out. It's fillable online. You can send it to us online. That's how you start with it. Now, let's take the process. Once you apply, there's a $250 application fee. We go through the application to make certain that you meet all of the eligibility requirements. Eligibility requirements, less than 250 employees. And by the way, just as a matter of fact, only 0.3% of the companies in the state of Florida have 100 employees or more.
Wow.
Okay, so we are definitely a state of small business. There's a handful of big businesses. There's another handful of medium-sized businesses. But we are a state of small business. Okay, and your net worth, meaning the company's net worth, has to be $6 million or less. Now, that is almost a joke in and of itself, because it's only larger, medium-sized, and large companies that have a net worth of $6 million.
Mm-hmm.
So virtually all companies with less than 250 employees would be eligible based upon that net worth criteria. Okay, once you've met the eligibility test that we do almost instantaneously, it takes us about 20 minutes to do the first review of the application. This is if you're doing it online. Then we make certain that we have all the necessary questions answered. And in the business of finance, there are a lot of questions that do have to be answered. Sorry about that, but there are a lot of federal rules and state rules that are applicable to us, to the financial entities of the United States, in how you go about lending or even guaranteeing loans the way we do. Once we have that application, which would include the financial statements of the company, because we are required to do a financial analysis of the financial statements. But I'm going to be very straight with everybody that might be listening to this. We are there to to do the people that cannot get a loan from conventional lenders. Generally speaking, the reason they cannot get a loan from a conventional lender, and normally I'm talking about commercial banks when I'm talking about conventional lenders, is it revolves around a number of things. Number one, if you haven't been in business, today it's almost 3 years, commercial banks really do not want to look at you. If you have not made profits in your last year of business, your third year of business, if you're not up to making a profit by that time, they don't want to look at you. And sometimes they even don't want to look at you if you haven't made a profit in every single one of those years. Okay. Next, banks are one of the highest regulated industries in the United States, and there's good basic reason for that. But when a bank is approached by somebody that wants to borrow money, they look at collateral.
Mm-hmm.
What is collateral? What is fungible collateral? Fungible collateral is if they make you a loan and you default, it is something that they can grab and sell and get the money back rapidly. Now, what do they look for? Generally speaking, banks are looking from anywhere from collateral that's worth 150% to 175% of the loan that you are asking for. So you want $100, you need about $150 or $150 in collateral. Two other entities that can be approached that make loans or loan guarantees, which have a collateral requirement of about 1-to-1, i.e., you want to borrow $100, you got to have $100 worth of collateral.
Mm-hmm.
Those entities are the Small Business Administration. They have an export guarantee program. Remember, we're talking only exports here. And the Export-Import Bank of the United States, which is based in Washington, D.C., and has offices just like SBA, the Small Business Administration, all over the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they kind of divide up the marketplace and have a few different rules involved, which are different from each other, in being able to give that export loan guarantee. Well, Florida Export Finance, while we have contractual relations with both of those entities, will not accept a client if they are eligible for either one of those two programs. If you come to us and you're eligible for either one of those two programs, then we will march you there. We will take you there. We will introduce you to the proper people that can work with you at either the Export-Import Bank of the United States, called EXIM Bank, is the easy way to call it, or the Small Business Administration, which is called SBA. Okay, now, we will help you with that, and we don't charge you anything for that. That's simply a help, and I'm going to tell you why we do that for free in a minute. If you are ineligible for either one of those two, remember I mentioned they usually want about $100 worth of collateral for every $100 of loan, and let's say you don't have that. Well, there are an awful lot of companies that don't have that. Then you become a client of Florida Export Finance Corporation. We will make a decision on your case within 10 business days from the time that we receive the application. That I'm talking about a decision of whether FEFC will guarantee a loan to you. Because we will make almost the first day we get the application a decision as to whether your SBA or EXIM Bank qualified. Once we make the decision, we want to work with you, then we will start, and throughout this time span, we're talking with the exporter or the person, the people that applied to us. Part of our rules are that the owner of the company, anyone who owns 20% or more of the company, must give their personal guarantee. There's an old axiom in business, in the finance world, that the owner is the business is the owner. meaning they're really one and the same in small mm-hmm. business. Okay. We sit down with you, we talk with you, we have specialists that talk with that individual that contacted us, the company that contacted us, and we work it out. And during that time frame that we are going through your application to arrive at an approval, we start talking with lenders. Because remember, we're issuing a guarantee. We're not actually making a loan.
Mm-hmm.
We issue a guarantee to conventional lenders, commercial banks, to non-bank lenders, to factorers, to purchase order financers. Anybody who has money that is willing to lend that money based upon our guarantee and the underlying transaction. Because once we've established a guarantee revolving line of credit with a lender for that exporter, monies from that line of credit may be disbursed only to fill a verified foreign order. In other words, the money that we are guaranteeing is not given to the exporter. The money that we're guaranteeing is given to the supplier of the goods, because almost all, and I'm going to get to the exception, deal with are called trading companies. They're taking a foreign order and they're filling that foreign order, generally speaking, from manufacturers in the state of Florida or in the United States to fill that order and ship that product to the foreign buyer. The foreign buyer does not have the expertise to find all the actual suppliers and manufacturers, so they use trading companies. Most of our small business exporters in the state are trading companies, mm-hmm. not all. If you're an actual manufacturer, then we have a slight different set of rules. We will do the same thing, i.e., have the lender pay directly to your suppliers for your raw materials. If you're just assembling a product, you're still considered a manufacturer. If you're assembling piece parts that you get from companies all over the United States, we still think of you as a manufacturer, and we will allow a certain portion of the loan to be paid to you for overhead, for you as the company that is borrowing the money to pay your employees that are related into the fulfillment of that foreign order. That's all your overhead. Okay. Now, you do have to pay it back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's another step involved, because part of our philosophical attitude towards this is we want what we call a triple win. We want the exporter to win, we want the lender to win, and we want ourselves to win. We want all of us to not lose any money on this. So we will help arrange what is called export trade credit insurance, which insures against default of the foreign buyer. Insurance is provided by either the Insurance Division of the Export-Import Bank of the United States, EXIM Bank, or 10 private credit insurance companies in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It's relatively inexpensive. For example, if you as an exporter tell your buyer, you have to pay me before I ship, that buyer is not going to be happy. If you tell that buyer that you can pay me, I'm just going to pick a number, 60 days after I ship it to you, that
mm-hmm.
buyer is going to be quite happy, because that buyer can get the product, start using it, or own sell it, and have the money to pay you within that 60 days. Okay, but you're at risk. Is that buyer going to pay you? Well, this credit insurance that I'm talking about for 60 days is going to cost you less than 1% of the sale price, of your selling price, not the cost of goods. And if, in fact, the foreign buyer defaults, you can collect from the insurance company. Now, that's kind of a win-win for everybody, because you collect from the insurance company, you're able to pay off your loan with the bank that we guaranteed, because the loan from the bank is based upon the cost goods, the cost to the exporter, not the sale price to the exporter. However, the credit insurance is based on the sale price to the credit insurer. And at the very least, at the worst case scenario, the exporter's going to break even on the deal and is going to learn the lesson that there are people that default on you. There are people, be it your cousin, be it your uncle, that still are going to default on you. It is going to happen. I personally think the very best thing that the Export-Import Bank offers to small business exporters is that credit insurance. Everybody should have it, because time and time again, I've seen people that did not have the credit insurance because they were selling to somebody mm-hmm. who they had worked with for 10 years or 5 years or was a relative that were defaulted upon, and one single sale default can put a small business under, because mm-hmm. they still have to pay for the goods. They still have to pay their employees. They still have to pay their lender. Okay, the credit insurance is a protective measure which we insist upon having, so that we have a triple win situation in virtually every deal that we get involved in. Now, let's go back and let's talk about several different things.
Before you do, I have a quick question.
Sure.
Now, when we talk about export, people know it from the goods aspect. Can you quickly go over services? How do services relate to export?
Any product, any hard product, a Caterpillar tractor, who I used to work for, a used one, any tangible thing that you can pick up in your hand, and virtually any service that you offer. Let's give a few examples. Engineering company up in Orlando had an order from a Mideast country for a complete engineering design package to build a sports stadium. Okay, they had to develop, send engineers, send all kinds of people to the foreign country to develop this big engineering package, and they were being paid. They weren't getting paid until they delivered the engineering package, and they had a large number of expenses associated with that. Well, we were able to arrange a loan for them. We had an employment agency here in Miami that was providing workers to foreign companies. That is the export of a service. So just anything you can think of in a service, there might be a few that we couldn't do, but I'm really not sure until you tell us exactly what it is that you do. But generally, it's almost anything.
What is the value for Floridians, especially to take advantage of location, of the type of relationships that we have internationally? What is the major advantage that you would encourage small business owners in the state of Florida to take advantage of becoming an export and exporting of products and services to the world?
We're the hub of the Americas. There is no question that the vast majority of the imports made into Latin America, into the Caribbean, into Central America, are made through Florida. and they have to buy from somebody, and we hope it's a Floridian.
Wow. Now, how can audience get in contact with you?
How do you and anybody else can stay in contact with us through, A, the website, which I'm going to repeat, www.fefc.biz. It has all the information in it It's got our contact information in it, so you can send us an email. It's got our phone number. It's got our address. Well, let's just give you the phone number. 786 is the area code, 845-0400.
Right. And as we close, what is the best advice and all the contact information for Mr. Sancher and his organization is posted on our social media as well as on blogtalkradio.com/findingyourhiddentreasure. In the last 10 seconds that we have in the show, what is the best advice you would give to our wonderful Floridian, to our awful small business owners?
Know your customer.
On that note, you've heard it from not the expert, but the specialist, Mr. Sancher. We thank you so much, as well as the Florida Expert Finance Corporation. My name is Faye Odalika, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. Well, we will be back on air on Friday, our scheduled time at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, as we have another special guest on the show, and you will get more information on that. So stay tuned and watch us on our social media. Mr. Sancher, thank you once again. We will stay in contact, and we look forward to building a relationship between you and the rest of the South Floridians, the rest of Florida, and the small business owners in becoming an expert and helping the rest of the world know about the great products and services that are not only just from America, but also the state of Florida.
Thank you
so much. Take care. Have a great day. Back to the lunchtime hour. We thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.